Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome once again to the Wale Okirola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Special appreciation to those who are committed to sharing this podcast with their friends and family, who are also making sure that they are a blessing to their generation. I celebrate you. You're welcome on board once again today. We are going to have another wonderful time on this episode. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, you're welcome in the name of the Lord. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Player.fm, and other podcast channels. Today is going to be a wonderful time. I want to encourage you to get back your fire. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I was having a conversation with a friend whom we were at the same fellowship some time ago. And in the course of our conversation, we started talking about how much we enjoyed God, served God, and we're on fire for God those days. Before ending the conversation, he also lamented about how he hasn't been able to sustain that level of fire and commitment again since we left campus. I understood him. I could totally relate with how difficult it could be to stay on fire, to maintain a burning zeal, you know, passion and desire to follow and serve God, especially when you are now faced with the realities of life. In the parable of the sower, Jesus in Luke chapter 8 verse 7 talked about the seeds that fell among thorns and are choked. In verse 14, Jesus explained that the cares of this world, the cares of this life, were the thorns that choked the word of God out of them. You see, I have since realized that there is no way we can escape the cares of this life. As we all grow older and have to shoulder more responsibilities, it can become increasingly difficult to sustain our devotional lives. I don't belong to the group of people who try to talk like they have it all figured out and, you know, try to paint it like anybody who is having, you know, struggles in this area is just not serious. No. The truth is, it is a struggle. And if you are not intentional, you'll just wake up one day to find out you no longer have any work with God whatsoever because of the cares of this life. And I'm not talking about extreme cares or luxury and pleasure. I'm talking about the basic human needs, like how to survive and make something out of your life. You know, that is why the saying is true, that your best season for making sure you seek the Lord and find Him and serve Him with all your might is when you are young. Because as you grow, your responsibilities increase. Even the Apostle Paul said one time in one of his teachings that he or she that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord. But he and how he or she may be able to please the Lord. But anyone who is married cares for the things of this world. How he or she may be able to please the husband or the wife. He didn't add that there are also cares for children, cares for job, you know, cares for, what about the cares for your parents and siblings? All of these cares are choking. The Apostle Paul even advises that the unmarried people should stay unmarried so that they can focus on God. So to say the truth, these cares are real. And sincerely, I sympathize with you if you are experiencing these chokings. Having established that there are cares, we must also realize that they are not excuses to become or stay cold in our spirituality. Our devotion and service to God is not something to be negotiated. Where you are now and the things that you have that are taking your time are all things that at some point you prayed for. You prayed to get a job. You prayed to be married. You prayed to have children. You prayed to travel abroad. You know, you prayed to have a thriving business. You even prayed to be responsible so that people can also call you responsible, so that you can take care of your siblings and your parents. So you actually trusted God for all of these things, and now God has, you know, blessed you with them. We therefore shouldn't stop following God, and, you know, as we should, because of these blessings that He has blessed us with. Jesus, speaking to the church in Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, He said they have left their first love. This doesn't mean that they no longer loved Him. What He was saying is that their actions were no longer in tandem with the profession or with their profession. Therefore, He said to them, "Remember from whence thou hast fallen and do the first works." Because it was the works that they were doing that proved the love that they had for Jesus. Are you seeing that now? So Jesus asked them to go back and do the first works. The Lord is saying the same thing to you today, that you should go back and do the first works of devotion, the first works of prayer, of service, of study of God's word, gathering with the brethren, consecration and sanctification. This is the Lord's instruction to you today. Get back to the first works. You see, I'm convinced that the only way to not get wearied and choked out by all your work and the cares of this life is to stay connected to God. The labor of fools wearies them. The fool is the one who doesn't give God a place in their life. I have established that these cares, there is no way we can run from them. They are things that are just necessary that we have to do. But the only way to make sure to do these things and still be happy and still have and still be fulfilled and have a life of fulfillment is to give God a place, even in the midst of all of this, you know, hustle and bustle and cares and trying to survive and trying to make something out of your life. The only way to not get depressed in the process, the only way to not become unhappy in the process, is to have God in the midst of it. Because according to the word of God, those who are the labor of fools, it wearies them. The fool is the one who does not know God, who does not give God a place in their lives. So now, I believe the question in the heart of so many people listening to this now will be, what should I do? What will I do? How do I sustain? How do I get back my fire? How do I sustain this fire? How do I stay in devotion? How do I stay in connection with God? How do I not get, you know, choked up with all of these cares and all of these struggles that I have to face and all of the responsibilities that I have to meet up with every day? How do I go about it? Now, I have a few suggestions for you that I believe would help you if you fall into this category of people who have left their first love. And remember, by saying you have left your first love does not mean you no longer love God. It just means that your actions, all right, your devotion towards God have reduced drastically. So what would you do? What should you do? I believe the first step that you need to take is that you need to become intentional. You need to become intentional. Be intentional about the fact that you want to have, your constant communion with God. You want to stay on fire. You want to remain on fire for God. You have to be intentional about it. Being intentional is what will guide you, all right, into making the decisions that you are supposed to make that will help you get back your fire and also sustain your fire. Like I tell people, whatever you did that got you on fire is the same thing that you need to continue to do to sustain your fire. There is no other way to it. Whatever you did that got you on fire is the same thing that you need to do, all right, to stay on fire. So having said that, you need to be intentional. Number two, I believe you have to prioritize gathering with the people of God. You need to prioritize gathering with the people of God. Find a church that is on fire. If you are not in one already, find a church that is on fire. Don't be loyal to a place that is not building your spirit. Let me say that again. Don't be loyal to a place that is not building your spirit. There are a lot of churches right now. But find a church where the word of God is taught, where prayer is offered, where they pay attention to your spiritual growth. Not a place where they just do jamborees and all of that. Mm-mm. Look for a place that has a sound pastor that can teach the word of God and a place where you can pray. And when you find that kind of place, make sure you get committed. Make sure you get committed. Join the workforce. Join a service unit that you believe can work well with the time that you have. Join a service unit. Get committed. You know, when you are not just a member in church and you join the workforce in church, it gives you, you know, some level of responsibility, all right, towards the house of God and the people of God. Like we teach in our own church, the first work of a worker is prayer. The first work of a worker is prayer. So just by becoming a worker in church, your prayer level increases, all right? Apart from general congregational times when we meet for prayer, the workers still meet again to pray, you know, whether online, whether offline, you know, gives you some level of commitment. It increases your spiritual capacity to a higher level that a normal member may not be able to attain. So when you find a church or a gathering of people that are on fire for God, make sure you get committed. It's very important. Number three, daily Bible study and prayer. You need to have a prayer time that is regular, morning or night. Be consistent. There is no fire without prayer. You need to know this. There is no fire without prayer. Don't let anybody deceive you. The way to stay aglow, spiritually aglow, is to stay in the place of prayer. Take advantage of the prayer language. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You see, the beauty of prayer is that it can be done anywhere. There is no excuse for not praying. There is no excuse for not praying. I remember one time we were in school when I was having my, I think it was my project defense, or was it the defense or the, we call it predator. You know, the one you do to introduce your projects to your supervisor and the lecturers and the department, that is what you're about to do. And I remember that day, as I was presenting my work to them, I was still praying. I was presenting, I was praying. One of my dear sisters there, she saw me that day and she said, "Bro Ali, I noticed that you were praying when you were presenting this. There is no how and no place where you cannot pray." That is the beauty of the Christian prayer. Our God hears us anytime. You can speak in tongues and pray anytime. You know, it can be done anywhere, in your bathroom, you know, while you are on transit. The hours you spend in traffic can be converted to prayer hours. Some people spend up to 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in traffic. Come on now. In 3 hours, imagine praying in tongues for 3 hours. Do you know what can happen to your spiritual life? Don't waste that time just surfing social media and just wasting time complaining. When you're in traffic, there is nothing you can do. Pray. Pray. Pray in tongues. You don't need to shout. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Take advantage of the audio Bible apps. Plug in your earpiece or headphones while you are on the move. Or even at home, connect it to a speaker and let it keep reading out loud. When you wake up in the morning and you're preparing for work and you don't have much time to sit down to read the Bible, play the Bible app. as you are packing your bags and doing all of that, the Bible is playing, the word is entering into your spirit. You'll be catching it. At least by the time the Bible reads about one chapter or two chapters, you would catch at least 3 to 4 or 5 verses. You might just catch the word that God wants to speak to your spirit at that particular time, and the word just going to go, yes, that is the word I have been waiting for. And throughout that day, the word keeps, you know, growing in your mind, growing in your mind, growing in your mind. So there is no excuse. You know, God has made everything beautiful. There is no excuse for not praying. There's no excuse for not studying the word of God. Now, let me also go a step further. Who do you follow on social media? Your social media time can also become a time of edification. You know, like I told some of my people, the workers in church, one time we were having our workers retreat, and I told them that you hardly find frivolities on my timeline. When I open my Facebook or Instagram, you know, it is either one pastor preaching or praying or a gospel singer singing or something around that. I can't go by 3 posts, you know, without seeing a preacher. So even when I am playing around, you see, I still get edified. I still get edified. The people that I follow on social media, you know, I don't know the latest comedian. You know, that's not to say if you know them that you're not serious. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know the latest comedian. I don't all these comedy skits. I don't know whatever. I don't waste my data. If I'm using my data, I should be using it for something productive, not listening to some clowns. All right. Well, that's not to say, you know, sometimes I still looking. Well, I listen to Wole Agba. I watch Wole Agba once in a while. All right. So, you know, your social media can also, the time you spend on your social media can also be a time of edification. When you follow people that post contents that can boost your spirit, you know, you can even be watching something on social media and then you burst into tongues. Watch something on social media and then your spirit, you know, comes alive. Whatever you're looking for on social media, you will find. I believe that. So take advantage of that also, because I believe many of us cannot go without, you know, browsing through the social media every day. So make sure that it is something that will edify you. And finally, learn to live a fasted life. Talking about fasting, if you can't do long fastings, you know, just limit the rate at which you eat. You know, take for example, you can be skipping your breakfast every now and then just to maintain spiritual connectivity. Instead of eating in the morning between morning and 9 a.m., you can just decide to let it be, you know, maybe like 12, you know, or 1 p.m., like 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. Just do it like that. You know, you may not have the, because of the stress, you may not have the time to, you know, like when we were, Lord have mercy, when we were, you know, then when we didn't have anything that was bothering our mind, we could go several days fasting, you know. We just wake up our morning and start fasting. We don't know when we are going to, you know, end the fasting. We just continue fasting. But you may not be able to do that again because of the things that you have to do. You might be a mother. You have children you have to take care of. And I tell you, children can stress your life out. They can stress your life out. Children can be the reason why you are backsliding. I'm telling you. It's not easy. So that kind of situation, you may not be able to do much fast. You may not be able to do dry fast. You may not be able to do marathon fast and all of that. Just live a fasted life. Live a fasted life. So every time your spirit is alert, your spirit is alert. So your spirit is alert. You can decide to go on evening fastings and say the next couple of days, I will not take dinner, you know, and all of that, you know. So just something, just to stay spiritually, you know, spiritually connected. I believe that these things, if you just take advantage of these things that I've suggested, you will be on fire. You will stay on fire. And lastly, pray for grace. Everybody needs grace. Pray for grace. And I believe God in you. I believe God will help you. I believe God will help you. Wow, I want to believe that this episode has blessed you. I'm trusting God for you. I'm praying for grace for you, that the Lord will help you to be able to get back on fire, to be able to stay on fire, so that you'll be useful for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. If this episode has blessed you, please make sure you share it with your friends and your family, and also drop a comment for me and like it also. If you have not subscribed, why? Make sure you subscribe before you log out today. Thank you very much for listening. I want to solicit for your support. Please try as much. Please support this podcast. The Lord bless you as you do so. If you want to support us, the way to support is in the description of the podcast above. God bless you until I come your way again next time. If you want to reach me, you can reach me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. Follow me on all social media platforms. I just talked about following people that will set you on fire on social media. So you should follow me. Wale Okilola on Facebook, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Wale Okilola on Twitter and Threads. The Lord bless you. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola. I've said Wale Okilola like almost 20 times. Have a wonderful day. Woo!